This is Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Game Edition. Each episode, I'll give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for those top 5 games. Today's installment of Board Game Top 5 would be a perfect fit for all those Critical Hit and Munchkin Land lovers out there. It's the Top 5 Dungeon Crawler Games. There's a bunch of different types of dungeon crawlers out there, and they usually are either co-op or one versus many, where one person is actually playing the part of the Dungeon Master or Zargon in the old HeroQuest days. But since I like to play my dungeon crawlers as purely co-op, my list is going to focus mainly on a co-op aspect with a little twist, as you can see on the list. So here goes. Number 5, Mansions of Madness. This is the second edition that was released by Fantasy Flight in 2016. It's a bigger box, probably about $80 or so, but it gives you about 4 or 5 scenarios in the box. What is great about the second edition of Mansions of Madness is that there's an app. Now, I'm not always a huge fan of apps, but there are some apps out there with games that are just really, really good. This is a great one because the app handles all the main kind of what would be the DM of the game that would be going against you. So it runs all the scenarios, tells you what's coming up, and it actually changes a lot of the different things in the game as far as the map and such like that. So you can replay a lot of these. There's different difficulty levels. The minis in the game are amazing. The expandability. Now, I know this isn't a fantasy, quote unquote fantasy. This is more Lovecraftian, but it still kind of fits in that dungeon crawler to me. That's Mansions of Madness, second edition. Number 4 is the Undercity, or which is called the Undercity and Iron Kingdoms Adventure board game. Again, this is steampunky fantasy. What you do is you play 1 to 4 players. I'm sorry, it's 2 to 4 players because you can't just do it. You can do it solo if you play more than one of the heroes. But you're going to be going through a 7 scenario campaign. You're going to be playing what's called the Iron City Irregulars. You've got this alchemist, a gun mage, a trollkin warrior, and you've got kind of a troll, a pog that controls a warjack, which is a gobbler mechanic. So Undercity's got its own little world to it. Really good. The AI in this one is a little wacky as far as how to control who it attacks. That's one of the hard parts with playing a co-op against the game is getting the AI right as far as who's controlling what and where they're going in the game. But this is a lot of fun. It's pretty cool not to have the pure fantasy, but a more of a steampunky fantasy. And the expandability and as far as the leveling up is really, really good in this one. And the minis, oh my God, the minis are really good in the Iron City. An Undercity and Iron Kingdoms Adventure board game. So check that one out as well. Number 3, Sword and Sorcery. This goes back to the old fantasy roots. This is from last year, 2017, by Ares Games. It's another kind of bigger box, so you're probably looking at probably close to $60 to $70 for this one. But this is another really, really good one where you've got 1 to 5 players fight against the forces of evil, which are controlled by the game system. This is a rare one where the AI in the game that you do control, the rules for the AI are amazing. And there's a lot of variability. Some of the AI, some of the monsters will come out with special powers. And some of them will just come out as regular. So it's really, really good. I had a blast playing this game. I think you'll really like it. You can play, of course, you've got your dwarf, you got your assassin, there's elves, there's a lot of different things. You got your ranged, your thief. It's great. Just absolutely great. A ton of fun. And the story, kind of very typical fantasy story-wise, but really, really tons of fun. My number 2 is basically your Descent or Imperial Assault. Now, the Descent 2.0 or Imperial Assault. Imperial Assault is the Star Wars version of Descent. I kind of put these two together basically because they're kind of the same game, but it's just different themes. But what's great about the new Descent and Imperial Assault is that they have an app that, again, just like Mansions of Madness, Fantasy Flight put out an app for Imperial Assault that runs the whole game. If you do a search on BGG for Star Wars Imperial Assault, it's got another name to it, but it'll find it for you. And it lets you run the game through the app as far as what the bad guys are doing and the Imperials are doing against your rebellion forces. A lot of fun. You can level up again. You can play a lot of different parts of this, and you just keep going until you get through like a little campaign. Man, if you ever wanted to play a dungeon crawl with Star Wars, you can't go wrong with this one. Check out Imperial Assault again. The biggest problem, I guess, with these dungeon crawls, because they are so long and so involved, and a lot of times they have great minis like Imperial Assault, is it's about $70 to $80. You might be able to find it a little cheaper out there on some of the websites. But check out Star Wars Imperial Assault. The number one game came out last year, the number one dungeon crawler, probably not a surprise if you know me, Gloomhaven. Gloomhaven came out last year, huge box. You probably can get into it, probably about $150. Again, it's big, but you will play 97-something scenarios. You're leveling up, you're unloading. This kind of has a legacy element with this campaign where you're ripping up certain cards in the game. When you do certain events, like a road event or a city event, you may rip up cards. You can be put stickers on things. The combat is amazing. The AI in the combat is really easy to determine how it goes. And the spells you can do, the different characters are all different. It comes with a lot of base characters. And then as you play, you will retire your character and then you will unlock a new box with a completely new character. Amazing. Isaac Childress and Cephalofair Games has done an amazing job in this game. Gloomhaven, you can't go wrong. So check out any one of those five games for the Dungeon Crawlers. Mansions of Madness, Undercity, Sword and Sorcery, Descent / Imperial Assault, or Gloomhaven. Thanks for joining me for this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you got any questions, feel free to comment on the episode on TheMajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. You can find me at Geek Jock Blog or on the Geek All Stars podcast or as a contributor to TMSPM where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more board game Top 5 goodness. But until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with your family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.